It is well established that dyslipidemia contributes to the increased cardiovascular risk in diabetes. This dyslipidemia is characterized by quantitative and also by qualitative abnormalities in lipoproteins. Besides glycation and oxidation, carbamylation is another modification affecting lipoproteins in diabetes. Patients with type 2 diabetes have higher levels of carbamylated low-density lipoproteins, LDL, and high-density lipoproteins, HDL, even without renal impairments. Accumulating evidences suggest that carbamylated LDL plays a significant role in atherosclerosis. For instance, carbamylated LDL facilitates immune cells recruitment into the vascular wall and promotes accumulation of lipids in macrophages. On the other hand, the heteroprotective properties of HDL are also affected after carbamylations. For instance, it has been shown that carbamylated HDL loses the ability to remove cholesterol from macrophages or to induce the activation of endothelial nitric oxide synthase. Taken together to conclude, it seems very likely that the abnormalities in the biological function of LDL or HDL after carbamylation contribute to atherosclerosis and therefore to the elevated cardiovascular risk in diabetes.